I want to turn to some of the Donald Trump legal issues. Mr. Trump, as you know, is way ahead in the polling for the Republican nomination, way ahead. But he's got the documents issue, and lately Jack Smith is threatening. I don't know where this is going to go, but apparently Trump is some kind of target with respect to the January 6th. So we call in our great friend Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, New York Times bestseller. By the way, the book is The Trial of the Century. It's a must-read, The Scopes Monkey Trial, William Jennings Bryan versus Clarence Darrow. Terrific. Greg, good morning. Thank you for doing this. What are you thinking? Let's talk about the latest threat. January 6th? Really? Trump is going to be blamed for January 6th? I don't see it, but what do you think?
Oh, I don't see it at all. In fact, the classified documents case, which I think is not a good case, is stronger than any January 6th indictment. You know, charging him with inciting violence based on the speech is foolhardy. You know, there's nothing in his remarks where he encouraged imminent lawless action, which is the legal and constitutional standard. And it's not a crime to claim that an election was stolen. Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi did it 4 years earlier. Encouraging Republican lawmakers to challenge the certification of electors on January 6th, which they did, well, so what? That's permitted under the Electoral Count Act, and indeed Democrats did it 4 years earlier. So that sort of leaves things like defrauding the government and obstruction. Whenever I see that, I think the prosecutor has a weak case and he's grabbing for something or anything. You know, defrauding the judgment requires knowing false and deceitful interference in a government function. Well, you've got to get into the mind of Donald Trump. If he truly believes that he won, even if he's wrong, that doesn't rise to the level of a crime. Deprivation of rights under color of law, those are civil rights cases, not election cases. So this is an enormous stretch.
Greg, Trump announced that, I guess Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, last Sunday, he got the information that he was a target of the investigation. And everybody said, well, okay, if you're the target, then they're going to indict you. And then there was this 4 days stuff. But nothing, so far nothing's happened. I mean, how does it, what is the process here? Are they just waiting for it? Is it going to happen?
Well, target letters aren't required under any law. It is done sometimes as a matter of course or courtesy to give the suspect a right to testify before the grand jury, which I would advise against, and I promise you Trump's not going to do that. I'm always very suspicious of a guy like Jack Smith, who is the special counsel, who has an abysmal track record of contorting the law in bringing politically driven cases, and has lost two of the most notable cases ever. One getting reversed unanimously, the Governor Bob McDonnell case, by the U.S. Supreme Court. So, you know, I'm not sure what's behind this. Maybe, you know, further public sullying of Donald Trump by sending out the target letter, or maybe he intends to bring what I think would be an incredibly foolish and weak case against Trump.
They'll do anything to damage Trump, anything at all. Anyway, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. Folks, read the book. It's very cool. Trial of the Century. Remember the Scopes Monkey Trial. I love the book myself. Greg, thank you for this morning.